Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm taking a moment to interrupt our regularly scheduled programming of shit talking to talk more shit with two of my favorite people. A guest you may remember from this season, Leslie Lefkowitz and Hi. Her wife, Joni Lefkowitz. I said Lefkowitz
Ooh,
again.
Lefkowitz. Damn.
I did that last time too.
I mean, I think it's
I just want to take it to the next level, you know.
Honor my Ruski heritage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to pronounce it the correct way. So, they just recently went to Sheena Shea's Vegas show called Sex Tips for a Straight Woman from a Gay Man.
That's right.
Oh, here we actually we have a program for you.
So. Wow, beautiful. Sex tips for straight women from a gay man.
As she'll say, it's an off-Broadway show.
She said it was an off-Broadway show.
Yeah, she referred to it as off-Broadway.
But I read about it. It was originally off-Broadway. This show has been around for 5+ years, according to the website, which blows my mind because it's like not good.
Yeah. Who started this show off-Broadway?
I don't know.
So she's like off Broadway
yeah.
because now it trickled through. Kendra Wilkinson. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Sonia from New York was in it in New York. That was probably the off.
Sonia Morgan?
Yeah.
That's iconic.
So we were dying because there's this part of New York where Sonia's practicing for the show. And she says everything really weird because she's Sonia. So there's a point where she goes, what I find interesting is that by purely manipulating Mr. And then she forgets her line and someone like fills in the rest. So I was like waiting the whole show for Sheena to say that, like, what I find, but Sheena does it her way. So she's like, what I find interesting. It was just, you know, it's a different take, different actress.
Yeah, definitely. She brought her own special thing to the role. Mm-hmm. So what is this show about?
I mean, the title pretty much explains it.
Okay.
They are working for, they're like apprentices of some sex professor who, spoiler alert, winds up dead very early on in the play. So this prudish girl has to somehow teach this raunchy show, but she doesn't know anything. So then this guy, this Chester guy.
The gay guy helps mm-hmm, her.
Helps her like find her inner
freak.
Sheena.
Yeah. So is there a murder mystery element or the guy just dies and that's it?
She just actually, it was unnecessary that they had the guy die. Could have just like been sick or something. So she comes out, she's like, I'm Robin, blah, blah, blah. And I'm filling in for so-and-so who died. And you're like, why did he have to die?
Perfect. Sex and violence sell. So yeah. The writers probably knew that.
Yeah.
Then, so she learns to be like a freak. Because, or like to tap into her inner, like,
she learns
sexual
to freak bitch.
Yeah. And then does anything happen after that? Like, does she,
Not really. It's unclear why she starts going along with it, but she starts off in this like really bad, like she's all that kind of like pre like nerdy version of herself where her hair's up in a messy ponytail and she's got the big glasses on. And which
it's
I noticed
a cardigan, but it's not buttoned up right.
Yeah. I noticed somebody on Instagram was like, "Where I love those glasses, where are they from?" And she's like, "I don't know, they're costume glasses."
Unhelpful, Sheena. Oh, it's like, Jesus. Come on, throw him a bone. You literally get one person asking you, like the one person that's excited about the thing that you've done, and like you need to tell them where
the glasses
are.
I also thought she's become
from.
Like this glasses person on the show.
I know.
Show.
Like, I was going to say that like the glasses element of this character is probably what drew her to the role.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then strangely, she didn't decide to use one of her own pairs. Yeah. She decided costume glasses would do.
Costume glasses. So she gets really sexy and then she just writhes around
spoiler,
for...
that's the end.
Wow. How long is this whole thing?
It felt very long.
It was a very long, like 80 minutes.
Yeah, no intermission. And like the guy who plays the gay guy is like kind of funny. So yeah. He carries it. It's a smart role to like stunt cast some like non-actress because it's not that hard. Like all she has to do is just be like, "I'm a nerd," and then suddenly be like, "Oh, I've learned to be sexual."
Yeah.
And then do a crazy dance at the end.
How was the dance good? The dance number?
I mean, I have to say, like, it's not like I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but she's like a really spazzy, jerky, like not really graceful person. So she like hit all the moves.
And yeah, she was definitely thinking about the next move while she was in the move she was doing. So it wasn't this like fluidity you would like.
Not a classically trained dancer, but she did some things where she had to like, she was like a pool floaty toy on him at one point. She had to like wrap her legs around him and then he lifted her up.
I mean, that's not easy.
That requires some like core strength.
Was it more like ballroom dancing or like hip hop?
No, it was like
jazz.
It was like stripper pole.
Oh, okay. It's like writhing around.
Yeah, like Tawny Katane on a car sort of thing.
Okay. She seemed kind of wooden in like the rehearsal videos that I saw her post that people had alerted me to. And then in your Instagram story, like the dancing seemed a little bit deer in the headlights.
It was about the same. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was about the same as those rehearsals.
Bambi's getting her groove back.
Yeah. Do you think that this is something that she'll grow into over time? Because she's doing this show until May.
Yeah. And I don't know. This was opening weekend. The place was like under half sold when we got there. And I don't know. They kept rushing people in last minute. So I don't know what they were doing out there. If they were like, now 52% off, because they were like it was like 26% off the day of.
Oh, they were just kept lowering the price.
I mean, that's what I'm guessing.
We paid full price.
I don't even want to tell you what we paid.
What did you pay?
I don't want to talk
about it. I need to know.
Full price. We were in the front row and we paid full price.
Did you get a VIP package? What?
Yeah. It was $99 a ticket. Here's the thing.
Worth it?
No. Like, we were going like full, like whole hog in Vegas because this is, we're trying to get pregnant soon. Yeah. And so we were like, we're going to just
poison ourselves
and spend a lot of money. And I was unemployed for most of the year and I didn't have any money. And so now we're just not smart with our money when we get it. So I was like, let's spend $200 on Sheena.
I'm like, really? You're not smart with your money? No, I mean, when you have kids, you're not going to be able to just drop everything and go see a Vanderpump Rules cast member performing an off Broadway show.
Not in Vegas. If she plays another beauty pageant, we would definitely take the little one because we've just actually cultural enrichment.
We've spent a lot of money on tickets to see Sheena.
You've spent like she owes a certain amount of like gratitude to you guys,
which we didn't get. Because I think
you had a meet and greet with her, right?
The only people, I think, that were at the meet and greet. Maybe there were two other people.
Yeah.
Were you like, remember me?
No, but
like,
I should.
Remember us?
Remember us.
You like pull out your phone and show her a photo of like the last time that you all met.
I actually should have.
Scroll down your blocked list from like 2 years ago and that's where I am.
But like, you'd think these four people that like paid extra money for the meet and greet, she would like.
On opening night.
An opening weekend would just like. She'd give them some FaceTime and like, oh, what brings you to Vegas? And just chat.
Like chat you up and like make you feel special.
Selfies. She's not like, she's a robotic person. This is actually where my like sympathy for her comes from because I don't think she's like.
She's on her own with this.
I think she's a horrible person, but I don't think she gets how to be a good one. Like, I think she was like, Azusa did not teach her to be like a person that will react live in the moment to another person. Like, Stassi was actually correct in this last episode where she's like, she's not all there. Like, she's not really engaged with you. So, like, we were like, Sheena! And then we showed her this Taco Bell shirt that Leslie wore back.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
And she's like, oh, hi, that's great. And then just, like, herded us in for the picture. And then we kind of, like, stood around awkwardly, like, are you going to talk to us now? Because, you know, we want to greet.
Yeah.
And we're the beginning and the end of the line.
She just kind of looked at us awkwardly, like, bye! So we left, and then they're like, you have to wait 10 minutes for your picture. And then we like stood around at like 12:30 waiting, and it was like the worst picture.
Was it a nighttime show?
Yeah, we went to the 11 o'clock because it was a high-low evening for us. We went to Cirque du Soleil first.
Oh, okay.
And then her 11 o'clock show.
Wow.
So she did two in a row that night. So maybe she was just tired. But
two
like,
in a row.
It's opening weekend.
Yeah. Also, $99 for front row tickets, opening weekend, and a meet and greet is a pretty good deal.
If you saw what we were there, like what it was like, you wouldn't say that.
No, I mean, I feel like I had like a front row seat to your guys' experience because of Instagram stories. But like, I mean, 99, yeah, I guess maybe that's a high price to pay for Sheena.
We were trying really hard. I wanted to get picked for the audience participation part. And I think we blew it early on because Chester, the gay guy, was like, oh, my straights, can I like scream? And everyone's like, what? Like the entire theater of like whatever 40 people screamed. Yeah. And then he was like, okay, now my gays. And we thought there'd be like some gays, and it was the two of us, and we go, yeah. And then he was kind of thrown off that it was women, and he like looked at us because we're like right in front of him. And
he's like, because a lot of the show, it's sex tips for a straight woman from a gay man. So it's how to. It's a lot of like dick and balls.
Yeah. So you guys
they're like, okay, well, we're definitely not picking these two.
Mm-hmm. But I'd argue that that would have been entertaining if they had picked one of us. I mean, her, they don't like, but I've like never really handled a penis. So I would have been like very entertaining.
Yeah.
It was a missed op.
You milk a cow and twirl it.
Yeah.
So then when he had audience participation, then that was like an ad-libbed part of the show.
No, it was like this, they made it like a game sort of thing where they dropped blindfolds from the ceiling and had the women wear them. And then they had to sort of like manipulate Mr. Win. No, no, they had to basically simulate giving a hand job with ball play.
Okay. Tough.
Yeah. with no dick and balls, just like in the air. It's like air guitar, but with air hand, like a two-handed hand job.
Okay. With just like a dick. Oh, just with like nothing. In the air, like a miming hand job.
An air dick.
Yes.
That does sound actually tough. Did they get a prize if they did a good job or?
Yeah, they got tickets to some like stripper men, like men's stripper show.
Oh, God.
Like Thunder Down Under.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You're like, they get tickets to another Sheena Shea performance.
We just, so yeah, when they asked us who was gay, we were just like, not the target audience at all.
That was a big mistake.
So when Sheena, did she have to sing in it?
Unfortunately not.
She didn't?
No.
I thought that it was like a musical element.
She danced.
I hoped, but no.
Yeah, no.
Okay. That's upsetting.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Yep.
And so if you had to rate her performance, 10 being the best and 1 being the worst.
Not like hierarchy of darkness, like an earnest.
Reverse hierarchy of darkness.
Like, is Meryl Streep on the scale? Like, is she a 10?
Yeah, Meryl Streep is like the ultimate actor. And then like a 1 would be...
Bella Thorne.
Bella Thorne's pretty good. Like, I mean, okay. You better see yourself out. Bella Thorne is a hard 8. I don't know who's a 1. I would say like Tommy Wiseau is a 1, but even he's like
too in on.
You know, okay, she got all the lines right. She didn't flub anything. Mm-hmm. Like technically she was okay, but it's not like she was convincing me she was this character at all. I mean, it's 3 for effort.
Okay. What about you, Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, I would maybe even say 3.5 because afterwards she thought you, Joni, you found her more sympathetic, more empathetic as a human. And
you know what I think?
That chills me to the bone.
You know what I think did it? It was just like seeing the It's All Happening tattoo on her arm in person.
In real life.
And her hair is up and she's got all these, I didn't even notice this like weird faded tattoo she has by her ear. And then she has another one. Like
on the back of her neck.
On the back of her neck. You're like, I know all of them.
Yeah.
But she sort of like did this half-assed stage cover-up for it. But you could just still see It's All Happening. And I just felt like, I felt sadness for her.
Yeah. Like she doesn't understand what she's really doing or like how to do what she wants to really do.
Yeah. Like how to be a normal person.
Yeah.
And or like on the show, she's so unlikable. And you know, when I was like, oh, I'm sympathetic to her, then I watched the last episode. It's like, never mind.
But, yeah.
But in person, there is something sad about her.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, she's living in an alternate universe.
Yeah.
She's not like aware. She's like in a Black Mirror alternate reality.
Yeah. Like,
she could be like AI for
all. At first, I was like, oh, is she going to be like thrown off that like opening weekend, there's not that many people here? I don't think she knows to be thrown off. Like,
yeah.
She's not connected to reality.
Yeah. Like, I think she's just getting the paycheck and like is fine.
Ooh, that's another thing we were speculating over is how much she's getting paid for this.
It cannot be that much money.
I think it's free. It's free housing at the Paris probably. And mm-hmm. then a couple thousand a week or like 5,000 a week or something. I think it's going to like she does 8 shows a week.
Oh, that is like a lot of shit. That's a lot of shit.
It's a lot of shows.
But she's out of town this weekend because I had someone at me on Twitter that was like, I need to go. Should I do it?
On Watch What Happens.
Oh, okay. So maybe she'll be back.
Which was an interesting choice.
Yeah.
like the third day you're supposed to be on the show.
So if you had to say, give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, like, would you tell other people to go see it? Is it worth it to go see it?
No.
Oh, damn. Well, guess what?
I mean, if you
this podcast is all about being real, and if we're saving people the money, then so be it.
If you're in the area and there's like a Groupon and you have some free time, you're up a little bit at the slots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, make sure to bring a drink in before you go, because there isn't a bar in the venue. It's just like a little like auditorium where like I'm guessing magic shows happen.
There's usually not even a bathroom in there. Like, it's like a side little, like, right by the exit. There's like a little tiny theater.
Like, where's the bar and where's the bathroom? They're, like, in the casino.
How big is how many seats is the theater?
100?
Yeah, probably about 100.
So it's, like, pretty small to begin with.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like shocked. A UCB show.
And I was like, oh, folding chairs in the back. And then because we sprung for the $99 seats.
Our seats had a little bit of...
Our seats were, like, single-seater couches.
Glamour.
I know. Another thing I found shocking is that she still goes by Shay professionally.
Yeah, that threw me too. I kept thinking that that was a mistake, because like she was on Good Day LA or something like that, and they called her Sheena Shay, and I was like, oh, they're trolling. But then that's her like professional stage name now.
Yeah.
So,
which is so weird if you're like, you have a divorce countdown and you're like already ready to marry somebody else, like,
Why Sheena Shay?
I love that it's the Sheena Shay. She just likes that name. But
I mean, as a Leslie Lefkowitz, I will vouch for the importance of alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also more of a word nerd than her. So
than Sheena? No.
I know. Newsflash, everyone.
Well, is there anything else that we didn't cover that you need to like inform the listeners about in regards to the show?
The proximity to the flagship Taco Bell Cantina.
Oh, is a bonus.
Is a bonus, as evidenced by the sweater.
Mm-hmm.
It's very small, but very worth it.
Yeah.
I think that it's a very delicious Taco Bell.
And they serve booze there.
They do. They serve booze slushies.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love that?
So if you had like $200 just laying around and you were like, I'm curious about this, would you recommend doing it or would you recommend just going to the Taco Bell Cantina and then calling it a day?
I would get the $39 seats and then spend your money on the extra shots of Jack and your Pepsi slushie.
Just sit in the back.
Yeah.
The way, way back. Do they upgrade people? Like if it's small, do they try and bring people up to the front?
They have to. Especially since they were filming something while we were there.
Okay. I think
they were filming something for the show because they were filming the audience and her a bunch. And I was like,
if you guys are on the show, I'm going to flip out.
They cut to us being like the horrified like lesbians in the front being like, oh.
I hope they cut to you and when he's like, who's gay? Where are my gays at? And you guys are like, wow.
Well, no, but there is this part where they have you like roll up your program and like,
yo, you like
there's
jerk like
a, there's like a little song where you jerk it, so
up over around and down.
So did the sex tips, they only taught you how to like give hand jobs?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was the extent of the sex tips for the straight one.
I don't even think they even made it to oral sex. I'm blushing.
You can't take it.
I can't.
We couldn't handle it. That's why we weren't chosen.
Yeah,
that's wild. I would have thought that they would have gotten really raunchy. It is Vegas, after all, and the show's sex tips, but I guess a HJ is all you need these days
one
to impress.
Think.
Well, thank you so much for coming here and letting the listeners know about the review. I think that's a good life hack. Get the cheapest seats, wait for no one to show up, and then just be like, hey, can we like move up?
Yeah.
And then spend the rest of the money at Taco Bell Cantina.
That's right.
Oh, and when we were there, they were also saying, anybody who paid for VIP, and then anybody else that didn't pay for VIP that still wants a picture.
You'd get a picture anyways.
The interest is not there right now. So I think you should jump on that.
Yeah, maybe sooner rather than later, because it could pick up and people could be getting into it.
I wonder also, is it going to last for 6 months? Like, is there a chance that they could just be like, pull it? Because
I have no idea. I don't know how these Vegas shows work. So if anyone listening knows how this Vegas stuff works, get at me. Let us know. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.